I was 3 years old at the time. And so the idea did come to him during the night. And he wrote the following. The idea came to me complete from start to finish. And he says what he had to do. He couldn't publish it now, although he knew it was, he thought it was a great story. But he said, I'm not good enough yet to publish it. What he had to do, he said, was to learn to write it. He wrote something like, wrote or edited something like 40 books. But this one, he just treated especially because he thought it was so important to get it right. And then he couldn't get any magazine to show it. He had an agent who tried. Nobody would touch it. And so he published a 224-page little pamphlets with the story in it and sent them out as Christmas cards for 1943. And I remember delivering some of them to my teachers and to friends who were children from families of a variety of backgrounds and religions. So my father, who was himself from a mixed religious background, explained to me then that while this story takes place at Christmas time and we are sending it as a Christmas card to our friends, it is a universal story for all people in all times. So right after that, it was March 1944 when I answered the telephone one evening in our house in Brooklyn. And it was a Western Union operator who asked to speak to my father. I was old enough to know in 1944 that receiving a telegram often meant bad news. So my father took the phone, listened to the operator, read the telegram, and then turned to my mother saying, "Hold me up, I can't believe it." I thought something terrible had happened, but it was a telegram from my father's agent announcing that she had received an offer from a quite well-known studio for the movie rights to The Greatest Gift. And from then on, there were discussions, and my father agreed, and the planning began at that time in Hollywood.
And he had not been doing this kind of writing. He was,
no, not at all.
During the war, he was an editor and
that's right. And he was the head of the Armed Services Editions, planning the and getting out the little books that the military people who are out fighting could have, a little book that fit right in their pants pocket. He's not particularly known for his fiction. He's known for his Civil War writings. He wrote a lot of really remarkable books about the Civil War and other things. And it was in 1943 that he decided he had to write The Dream then, because it was the middle of war and he felt it had to be done. People had to read it. Later on, when the movie was finished and shown and people began to like it and so forth, he began to, you know, get letters and telephone calls or whatever from people. But that was sometime later. But both Stewart and Capra wrote very nice letters to my father.
And It's a Wonderful Life was not a box office success.
Not in the beginning. It certainly wasn't.
Yeah, I just wondered if you had any thoughts about that, why it was not popular at first.
I don't know, actually. I've wondered about that. I really don't know the answer.
Well, the country had just been through a war, and until the last few minutes, there are some dark things, a man contemplating suicide. And
I think what happened over time is that the American public just became more understanding and began to think that their own background and their own life in the U.S. had something to do with this. I think over time it just kind of grew.
You were in a very different line of work from your father, but are the things about him that you have found in yourself?
Well, yes. It's a little different. I mean, it's quite different, although we were very close, and he lived quite a long time, so, you know, I knew him very well. It was a little different because he wrote a lot of different kinds of things, all sorts of things, but The Greatest Gift was really just, you know, something that he wrote, but he just thought it was the most important thing he could do. In my case, it's quite different because I'm an anthropologist by training, and I also am an advisor to various finance ministers and other kinds of top-level people who need advice. But that's a different situation because there I wasn't looking for the same things he was, although there's an overlap for sure.
Nice to talk to somebody who has a connection to the story and the movie, because I've, you know, obviously watched it over and over and over since about the early 80s when I first discovered it.
It is amazing. You know, I don't think I have ever met a person who saw it and didn't keep on seeing it. Maybe they just don't tell me that they really hated it, but I haven't gotten that.